name and number. I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to reconcile with his wife. No, wait a minute. I said this. You know, it's not a recorded message. What can I say? Hi there. This is the dad trying to talk with his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. And because I want you back. I think you're cute. Anyway. Just before I called, well, 15 minutes or so before I called, I got an email from Erica Lee, as she will be aware of, because I just replied. She did a reply all to an email I sent her, so my response was also a reply all. One of the things I think it indicated more directly, because I have some indication of this already, is that the idea of being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is not something she desires. The point was obviously the Keeping the Promise video. Well, her dad is keeping the promise he made to the Lord to be husband to one wife, the promise he made to his wife to be there all the days of her life, as all the days of my life. I'm standing by that. I think her video was excellent, and I am disappointed that she no longer wants to claim it. But I claim her, because I know that in my family there are several who have done things to indicate they have no desire to do as I do, and strive to know and be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. The actions of Jim Cross, my wife, both indicate a similar path. And it concerns me. They offer no evidence to the contrary. But as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to proclaim him, proclaim obedience to him, and attempt to live it out before you. I will not deny that I'm a flawed man seeking reconciliation with other flawed men and women. And I'm not going to deny my past. My past is littered with error, with sin, and with grace. The Lord has offered me grace, and I will continue to pursue my family and extended family and others in the hopes that they have that same grace. But I will not deny obedience to the Lord as best I understand it, which includes the comment I made in the email to Erica Lee, that the scripture is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. If you subscribe to the institutional church and think I'm wrong, prove it. Show me one verse alone, where the Lord commands an institutional church. You're going to spend a lot of time looking, because it isn't there. I am striving to reconcile my family based on love. Love is not something that man defines, is what the Lord defines. And I'm going to strive to be loving up to my family and obedience to the Lord as best I can all the remaining days of my life, and especially to my wife, because I really love her. I'm afraid that's not shared. But I love her. I love her intensely.